For the past two decades, Brazilian land reform groups have been pressuring government officials to break up the country's giant ranches and farms and to redistribute the acreage to poor families. The reformers have had some success, but often at the price of deadly shootouts with landowners. The recent election of Brazil's first leftist president, Luiz Inácio Lula, raised hopes of a more aggressive agrarian reform policy. But as NPR's Martin Costi reports from Marabá, Brazil, so far President Lula has disappointed the tens of thousands of poor farmers waiting for free land.
In a peaceful glen in the eastern Amazon, several hundred farming families have built their dream community. Their thatched roof huts are clustered in the shadow of trees bearing tropical fruits and nuts, and even the occasional blue macaw. Their children attend a community-run school next to a creek that's filled with singing frogs. On a stump outside her hut, Eunice Araújo Souza cleans the day's catch, piranhas. It's a tasty fish, Souza says, but as soon as you catch the piranha, you have to cut out its teeth, otherwise it'll bite you. And when it bites you, it takes out a big chunk, she says, laughing as she shows off an old scar. Souza says with fish, fruit, and nearby fields of rice and beans, her family never goes hungry. She says there's only one thing missing. Our hope is that this land will be given to us, Souza says. The fact is, Souza and her fellow villagers are squatters. They sneaked onto this land 4 years ago in hopes that the government would end up buying it from the owner on their behalf. This land occupation, as it's called in Brazil, was organized by the Landless Workers Movement, known by its Portuguese acronym MST. Francisco Silva Lima is a local MST organizer.
Os anseios das pessoas que hoje estão acampadas é muito grande.
The people camped here are yearning to be settled, Silva says, and this anxiety is making things harder for those of us running the effort. Across Brazil, there are well over 80,000 families squatting on farms or camped out on roadsides near the land that they're preparing to occupy. The number of squatters jumped right after Lula's election, a kind of land rush based on the assumption that the new leftist president would let the squatters keep the land. But that's not what's happening.
As ocupações são ilegais, a nossa visão é aqui.
In our view, land occupations are illegal. People who commit such irregularities will be prosecuted just like anybody else who breaks the law.
Marcelo Rezende is the new head of the Federal Agrarian Reform Agency. He says President Lula will maintain a law that prohibits illegal squatters from getting title to the land they occupy. Rezende admits that this is a disappointment for Lula's supporters in the MST.
Eu acredito que grande parte dos assentados de reforma agrária tenham votado no presidente Lula.
I'm confident most of the people involved in land reform voted for President Lula, but government is government, and we in the government will have to say no to many things.
The problem is Lula simply can't afford to have the government buy a lot of new land for the squatters. Not if he wants to stick to the austerity policies that please international financial institutions. This has upset the left wing of Lula's Workers' Party. João Batista Oliveira is a leftist congressman from the state of Pará. This is a violation of our long-standing commitment to the working class, Oliveira says. Lula was supposed to change things by standing up to the capitalist financiers. The MST, which is the country's largest leftist movement, has already taken up its old tactics of political confrontation, including the forcible occupation of federal buildings. And now the group is threatening a new round of land occupations. In response, farmers and ranchers are organizing armed militias to protect their land. Rancher Diogo Naves says the MST is provoking landowners to violence. You can't be complacent in the face of a possible invasion, a confiscation of the land you own and that you've worked on all your life, Naves says. Back at the squatters' village, MST organizer Silva says he's beginning to accept the fact that President Lula is not the radical reformer he'd hoped for.
Questão econômica. Do país. Fez com que
Because of the economic situation, the working class made a pact with part of the bourgeoisie to elect Lula, Silva says. He's better than the previous president, but we can't lower our guard. Government is government, and movement is movement, Silva says. If violence breaks out between MST squatters and the landowners, no one is sure whose side President Lula will take, if he takes a side at all. Martin Costi, NPR News, near Marabá, Brazil.